The Morning Review with Lester Kivett.
Only on Cape Talk.
It's about 18 minutes to 10 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Review. There is some speculation around the shooting of a teacher at Hines Park Primary School yesterday. Tulani Mankoi was shot dead in the parking area of the primary school while sitting in his vehicle. This was as parents and students were making their way onto the school grounds. He was a grade 6 mathematics teacher. He'd been with the school since 2008. And there's been quite a bit of speculation about the suspects. Bongani Makungwana is with the Samora Machel Community Policing Forum. Joins me now on the line. Bongani, thanks so much for coming on to the show. Firstly, has the school reopened this morning? Have parents and students gone back to the school after very traumatic scenes yesterday?
I can confirm that school is deserted as of now. There are no kids until they are fully cancelled. And staff is receiving counseling in the school. There are also rumors that the suspects were students, so previous learners. We don't know whether they or the previous years, but they are known to the community, and the police are following leads to test whereabouts of the bodies.
And that was some of the speculation, not confirmed by police, but some of the eyewitness reports, some of the information coming in that these were actually young men, boys, that maybe these have been involved.
These are young boys, and I can confirm that they are less than 20 years, according to information that we are receiving from the community.
What has been the community's reaction, response to, and I know that Hines Park also is affected by gangs and guns in similar ways that other parts of Cape Town are also affected. So in a sense, gun violence also normalized in that area, but on a school ground, as children and parents are trickling in and teachers are trickling in to schools. We spoke to a police spokesperson on air yesterday saying that the shooting happened as little kids were making their way onto the school ground. The shooting then happened.
Yes, it's certainly happening. We are now caught us by surprise because we were with gangs killing each other in the area for the past month or so. Didn't expect that going to escalate into this ground. We were shot. Told you that this happened exactly at the same time as the parents were escorting their kids to school, and when entering the school, they were greeted by this side.
What now happens next for a community like Hines Park and the greater Samora Machel policing precinct? Are you confident that police are going to be getting to the bottom of the shooting?
We are confident because the communities are cooperating with the investigation, and they are giving police information. So that is why we say we are confident in solving the problem. We have activated our neighborhood watches and so ask for reinforcement from commander so that the area can have more visible policing, especially the Hines Park and the Kosovo areas.
We've spoken in recent months about the emergence of youth gangs, of young people having access to guns and being actively part in the work of gang organizations. What is the situation in Hines Park? We know that this has been something that has affected the Langa area, the Guguletu area, parts of Khayelitsha also where youth gangs are quite prominent. What's the situation there?
I can say that the scenario is still is the same. Boys of between the ages of 15 and 20 are organizing them into gangsters, and we are trying to quell that. We are trying to destabilize that situation, that organization of theirs. It is not going to be an easy task because these boys, you understand, the education department has instituted a situation where some kids don't go to school on some days, so they take these days as holidays and do whatever they please.
Bongani Makongwana, he is the Samora Machel CPF, Community Policing Forum spokesperson. This is absolutely shocking. And again, nothing confirmed by police, but a lot of word coming from community members is that these were young men, if not boys, who may have been responsible for this murder yesterday. Joining me now on the line is the sister of Tulani Mankoi, Nobutle Mankoi. Thank you so much for joining us. Firstly, our condolences over the killing of your brother yesterday. I hope you and your family are all right, or at least coping during this time, Nobutle.
Yes, we are.
What have you heard happened yesterday at the school?
Okay. I just received a call from my cousin brother, the one that is in Cape Town. Mm. He told me that my brother was being shot in the school. Then he rushed there. We don't exactly know what happened. And then after an hour, he called me, said that my brother is passed away. Please, to the community of Cape Town, anyone with any information concerning to my brother, we plead you to come out with the information. The killer of my brothers are out there praying for revenge. I know my brother was a harmless person. He wouldn't be able to kill it. Please, anyone with any information, regardless to my brother, we're asking you to come up with any information.
Nobutle,
thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Just, I want you to tell us a little bit about Tulani. He'd been a teacher since 2008. From what we hear, he was...
No, he was not. In that school, he was a teacher from 2008. Mm. He has been a teacher from, I think it was 2001. Mm. He was a teacher in Eastern Cape. Then he transferred to Cape Town. Mm.
Did he enjoy teaching? Did he enjoy working with young people?
Yes, he did.
What did he tell you about?
He was a joking person. He always put a smile on everybody.
Nobutle Mankoi, sister of Tulani, all of our best. I know that community members, and Bongani was listening in on that call. The CPF in Samora Machel, under which Heinz Park falls under the policing precinct. Thank you so much for joining us here on the show. Really, really appreciate your time. And again, condolences to you and your family.